From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Payment in Kind by J.A. Jantz. Chapter 1. The first thing I noticed that morning was the quiet, the deathly quiet. And then I noticed I was cold. For the first time since Karen divorced me, leaving me in sole possession of the covers and taking her perpetually frigid feet elsewhere, I woke up with cold feet, and not just feet, either. It took a while to figure out that what was missing was the comforting rumble of the building's heat pumps on the roof outside my penthouse apartment. It was not quite sunrise on a wintry, early January morning, and those warmth-giving pumps were definitely off. Had been for some time. My bedroom was freezing. I put in an irate call to the manager, who confirmed what I already knew. The heat pumps had gone on the blink. For some unaccountable reason, the heat pumps in Belltown Terrace, a luxury high-rise condominium in downtown Seattle, are built to function fine in temperatures all the way down to 14 degrees Fahrenheit. Down to, but not below. So, when the thermometer hit a record-breaking 6 degrees above zero sometime during the late-night hours of January 2nd, Belltown Terrace's overworked heat pumps kicked off entirely. By the time I woke up several hours later, the thermometer in my apartment read a chilly 45. Leaving the manager to summon the proper repairman, I headed for the warmest spot in my house, the two-person hot tub in the master bathroom. I turned on the air jets and climbed into the steaming water, fully prepared to stay there for as long as necessary. I lay in the tub with...